Harper Audio presents The Soldier Scoundrel by Cat Sebastian, performed by Gary Furlong.
Chapter 1. Jack absently skimmed his finger along the surface of his desk, tracing a swirl through the sand he'd used to blot his notes. Another case was solved and done with, another gentleman too drunk on his own power and consequence to remember to pay servants and tradesmen. Too dissipated to bother being faithful to his wife. Nearly every client's problems were variations on that theme. Jack might have been bored if he weren't so angry. A knock sounded at the door, a welcome distraction. His sister always knocked, as if she didn't want to interrupt whatever depravities Jack was conducting on the other side of the door. She did it out of an excess of consideration, but Jack still felt as if she were waiting for him to do something unspeakable at any moment. She was right, of course, but still it grated.
"Come in, Sarah."
"There's a gentleman here to see you," she said, packing a world of both disapproval and deference into those few words.
Really, it was a pity she hadn't been born a man, because the world had lost a first-rate butler there. The butlers Jack had served under would have been put fairly to shame. "Tell him to bugger off." Sarah knew perfectly well he didn't take gentlemen as clients. He tried to keep any trace of impatience out of his voice, but didn't think he quite managed it.
"I have customers downstairs and I don't want to make a scene."
She had pins jammed into the sleeve of her gown, a sign that she had been interrupted in the middle of a fitting. No wonder her lips were pursed.
"And I don't want any gentlemen."
Too late he realized he had set her up for a smart-mouthed response. Now she was going to press her advantage, because that's what older sisters did. But Sarah must have been developing some restraint, or maybe she was only in a hurry, because all she did was raise a single eyebrow as if to say, "Like hell."